right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Second hour coming up. Short segment here. I've got a guest in the second hour. If a lot of you recall, a couple weeks ago we reported on the corruption in Chicago, which basically in the court system, which basically just goes through its little roots all through the country. And we got a little update on that, and I wanted to bring Don Nikoloff up to report for what's going on there. Again, for some of you skeptics out there that don't think we're doing things behind the scenes, we've got people like Don, who writes for the Idaho Observer and also has a story breaking next week that he's done over a year's worth of research on that's going to rock people to their shoes. So let's get Don up and find out what he's got to say. Don, are you with me? Hello? Don. All right. Don is, I got him up on the screen, but he's not on the line. So let's see what Manny can do about that. Let's see. This article that I was reading here about the Wizard of Oz, I was stopped short by Carl, who called in with that interesting report about what he saw regarding the shooter. So I had to stop right there, and I don't have time to go into this because I've got a guest through the second hour. So I'm going to put this on hold, and we'll see what's happening. Oh, we've got Don on the line now. Okay, Don, are you with me? We're not. You're not with me. Manny's giving me the thumbs up, but
Oh,
there he is. Okay, how you doing, Don? Hello. I got a hello out of him. Come on, Manny, step it up here. All right. Well, keep trying. I mean, I heard him say hello. I'll tell you what, Don. Just call in on your landline, and because I know he's going through Skype. Anyway. Give us a minute here. I've only got 1 minute till the break, and then we're going to go to a break. So hopefully all of the technical difficulties, Manny, will be worked out, and we can get him up right after the break. As I was saying about this other article, I'm going to put it on hold. It's a fascinating article because it shows you that there are people who know about what's going on, even as far back as the 1930s, about the New World Order and about this agenda for world government. And although they can't because of the controlled media, which even goes to show you that the media has been controlled for a long, long time, even though they can't come out and say it, they put little hints in there, okay, that you can, if you know what you're looking for, you can go in there and find it. The Tin Man, TIN, Taxpayer Identification Number. To me, that's fascinating. I've heard that said many times by some of the guests I've had up here regarding the tax issues. Some of the other stuff that was in there, let's see, the lion, king of beasts or king of animals, let's see, a denigration in itself represents the once fearless American people and lost his courage. I got to stop here. I'm going to go to a break. We're still working on getting Don back on the line. I'll see you in three, and hopefully we'll have it worked out. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. I will see you back in three, hopefully with my guest.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with our technical difficulties. I think we've got them taken care of. Manny, do we have them taken care of? No? Still don't have them taken care of. Okay, well, anyway, what I'll do in the meantime is I'll continue with some of this article, pulling out the high points of some of the hints that they were giving in The Wizard of Oz regarding taxes. And again, I said the Tin Man, which is a hint for TIN, or Taxpayer Identification Number. It was a hollow man of metal. A vessel or vehicle, newly created commercial code words for the straw man. Just like the straw man had no brain, this tin man vessel had no heart. Both were, quote, artificial persons. One of the definitions of tin in Webster's is, quote, counterfeit. The tin man also represented the mechanical and heartless aspect of commerce and commercial law. Just like they say in the mafia, nothing personal, it's just business. The heartless tin man also carried an axe, the traditional symbol for God, i.e. modern commercial law. In most earlier dominant civilizations, including fascist states, in the words of the tin man, expressing relief after Dorothy had oiled his arm, I've held that axe up for ages. I find this interesting, and some of these people like Carl that called in, he said, well, I already knew about that, and, you know, forgive me, I have never seen this. The word ace is etymologically related to the word axe, and in the deck of cards, the only one above the king is the ace. One of the Axis powers of World War II, Italy, was a fascist state. The symbol for fascism is the fasces, a bundle of rods with an axe bound up in the middle and its blade projecting. The fasces may be found on the reverse of the American mercury-headed dime. The Roman mercury deity was the god of commerce, and on the wall behind and each side of the speaker's podium in the U.S. Senate, each gold fasces is approximately 6 feet in height. At the base of the seal of the U.S. Senate are two crossed fasces. Isn't that interesting that these people, you know, they hide in plain sight. They don't tell you, they don't come right up and tell you, but they give you hints. And the hints that they give you are right in plain sight if you know where to look and how to find them. Looks like our technical difficulties may just have been alleviated. Manny? Okay, so that means that Don is on the line. Yes, Don?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Did you hear that caller that called in a few minutes ago about the shooter and they had him handcuffed? He saw it, you know, boldface on the front screen. Did you hear that?
Yeah, sounds like Building 7 at the World Trade Center.
And it mysteriously vanished. I mean, that's fascinating to me. Of course, I already know it's a false flag event. But here we go. You know, here's a caller that calls in. That, you know, Carl, very perceptive. Oh, I wish somebody would have the camera footage of that. Here's a guy that's handcuffed. The next thing you know, he supposedly committed suicide. Isn't that amazing? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
No. Well, we worked out this little glitch here.
Okay. No, I had another caller called in from Oregon, Ray, who's a retired police sergeant, and he was talking about, he got on the subject of corruption in the court systems, and I thought, how ironic, because I've got you up in the second hour to give us an update.
Well, I heard that call, and, you know, this is such a complex issue, and for the sake of the listeners out there who are new to this subject, we all know someone who is involved in some kind of litigation where they're not getting their fair shake in the courts. They're not allowed to present evidence. The evidence is being, as a matter of procedure, eliminated from the proceedings, which should be a right. I mean, both parties are allowed to present evidence. This has been the tradition in law. There is discovery where you're able to establish facts prior to even going into trial, and discovery is being denied. And the victims of this whole thing, in the nutshell, are the children who are being used as pawns in just a web of corruption that's
right.
going on.
And we're specifically speaking of the Sheila Mannix case.
Well, not just her case alone, but yes, that's the case that drew my attention to it. And as I started researching it, I saw it's all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Ray pointed out, the caller that called in a little while ago, the retired police sergeant, you know, the courts, I mean, as far as constitutional law or common law courts, they just don't exist anymore. It's under the UCC code.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the children are being used as pawns and in an emotional sense, because, you know, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 kids and they're taken away from you on someone's word, and this isn't based upon trial of fact and truth. It's based upon the fact that they determine that there's a lot of money to be made if they can work the kids into the system. And this is anything from guardian ad litem to foster care to child protective services and child advocacy, which is really a sham. Now, you mentioned Dr. Sheila Mannix in Chicago, and for the sake of the listeners that are unfamiliar with her story, she had her children taken away from her after she complained that in her divorce decree that she was not receiving payments for health insurance and possibly some other incidental payments that her ex-husband was supposed to be paying into the system. And he happens to be employed in the finance industry, and they gave the kids back to him, even though he was an abused and declared abused father. She had custody of the two children, and they took the children away, assuming that they were going to make a lot of money by working her into the system, because they erroneously assumed that she was the heiress to the Rand McNally map fortune. Now, that's pretty significant there. This information may have come from her ex-husband, or it could have come from someone else that they spoke to. It doesn't matter. They went after her, and she did have some money, but it was, as a psychologist, as a professional psychologist, she was earning money. She was earning a living.
So it's not about justice and which place is the best place for the children. It's about how much money does somebody have and how can we get it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now they took the children away from her, gave them to the ex-husband, and I know we're repeating something that we covered in prior shows, but mm-hmm. for the sake of the new listeners.
No, I understand. Go ahead.
She started. She co-founded an organization called the Illinois Family Court Accountability Advocates. And it's spread out throughout the nation now. There are mothers and fathers from all over the country calling, emailing, participating, sharing similar experiences. And it's in California, Oregon, Utah, Missouri, Connecticut, New York, you name the place, it's happening everywhere. Florida.
We'll just call it nationally.
Yes.
All right.
Now, I'm citing some specifics that came to my attention in the process of looking into this, that these people are looking to her as a psychologist. She is not an attorney, but she has been filing her motions in pro per. She is she has attorneys who are pro bono attorneys. She does not have the funds. She spent over $1 million in her personal assets to fight to get her children back.
Okay.
Now, in the process of all of this litigation, people started coming forward and sharing information about connections between the attorney and the judges and organized crime figures, that there was a lot of money laundering going on, that there was a lot of bribery. And instantly, when I began researching the case, I found the same thing. And it's quite alarming how widespread it is, and it's pretty deceptive. But once, to use your phrase, the rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
once you go down the rabbit hole, you find that they really can't cover this. Once you figure out the system that they're using, they really can't hide it. They've hidden it pretty well, but they can't hide it completely.
And so the farther you go down the rabbit hole, you find the onion, and as you start peeling away the onion, it starts stinking worse and worse, right?
Oh, it's stinking before you even start peeling it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's a rotten onion. Have you ever tried to peel a rotten onion?
No.
To see if you can find something good underneath.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, in the process of just monitoring what was going on in the courts, they are using, like your previous caller in the last hour, they are using law enforcement, in particular the sheriff's department, in the city of Chicago. From what I can tell, I don't have enough evidence to show it, but I see the indication that if they have a difficult litigant, they try to get the case remanded to Cook County. And these are the hardcore judges. These are the guys that have been in bed with all of these master players behind the scenes. And so they're carrying out these dictates. Now, what is it they're protecting? Why are they so against the litigants? When the litigants are filing their fees, they're coming forward, they're following the letter of the law, but these judges are acting as if they're prosecuting attorneys. They're citing case law, for example, and I've read this in the transcript. That's the job of the attorney. Now, what are they protecting, and why is it that these attorneys are not even on record? Let's say for a five-year or close to a five-year period, just in Dr. Manick's case alone, the child advocate, David Wessel, has never, ever been entered in officially into the court record until March 9th. 2007.
And he's been on this case with her for how many years?
Roughly 5 years.
Okay.
That's incomprehensible. And she found that out after the judge who was handling all these cases. I mean, it was getting serious. You see, she's right. Establishing the record.
Right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
I got to do a break. All right.
Sure.
Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave with my guest Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still
all right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Before I go back to my guest, I want to give up my email address one more time, very slowly, because I've just been told that there's been people calling into the office because they didn't hear it. So it's Discerner, DISCERNER, 12000 at yahoo.com. Again, that's Discerner, DISCERNER, 12000 at yahoo.com. And with that, let's go back to Don. Don, you with me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You can hear me. Good. Okay, so in essence, this problem is being aided and abetted by the judges.
Mm-hmm.
The rights of the individuals, and these are mothers in most cases, if we're talking about these follow-ups to the original divorce decree. The judges are actually changing the terms of the divorce decree, not on the basis of a request by anyone. They're usually just seeking enforcement of the obligation to pay child support or alimony or insurance or whatever the specifics are. It might be to make the house payment, for example. Now, they get into a situation of desperation. This is extremely taxing on these mothers who are really, really having a difficult time dealing with the fact that their kids have been stolen from them and put into this system.
Mm-hmm.
And these child advocates are not doing their job. They're merely positioned. In the case of Wessel, he's never presented a bill for the work he's done for 5 years. But this guy fights tooth and nail to prevent her from getting her kids.
Well, how's he being paid?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
So here's a child, a so-called child advocate that's been appointed by the court that doesn't have any documents that he's produced to be appointed by the court, that hasn't produced a bill in 5 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you have to ask yourself, where's his money coming from?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and why is he fighting so hard to prevent her from getting her children?
Well, hopefully you'll answer that for us.
Okay.
Or at least you can give us some thoughts about what you think it might be.
Well, yes, absolutely. Now, I became interested in who some of the attorneys were who were working on behalf of the state, not to mention Mr. Wessel himself. And as I began looking, I found that There were issues of a certain alderman in the northern district of Cook County in another community.
Now, he's an attorney, right?
He's an attorney, yes. Okay. And he's involved in real estate deals. In fact, one of the things is they confiscate these houses. I'm sure this has happened to some listeners out there or someone they know, where they've had their real estate just confiscated from them under duress, under threat of false incarceration, and they're using the sheriff's department to go to the houses of these mothers on behalf of the judges, implying that the things that went on in court today were threatening to the judge and asking them. I mean, this is pure intimidation. Are you threatening the judge? Were you threatening the judge in court today? I've read the affidavits of some of these litigants. This is not something that's being made up. This is going on. And I'm sure it's not going on just in Chicago. It's all over because the trail leads to Arizona.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but was not Elizabeth Baumgartner cited or also charged with threatening a judge?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Just for posting some things on the Internet. In fact, the nature of her complaints were legally based.
So there's a pattern here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, what you're witnessing is the same fascist, communist manipulation that went on in the Soviet Union.
Mm.
It's the very same thing. They just crush opposition. Now, recently, as of yesterday, Dr. Mannix has been prohibited from entering any more documentation in court.
Now, does that mean that she's unable to legally fight on her own behalf?
Or? She cannot bring any motion, any complaint to the court, against the court. She has notified the Board of Judicial Review for the state of Illinois. She has notified the Illinois State Attorney General, Lisa Madigan. I've seen the letters. I've read the letters. She's notified Congress about this. This is before the Judiciary Committee, and nothing's being done. And nothing's being said about this. And I know her case is not singular in that respect. They know about the corruption. They're just covering it up. But it's amazing. Now, I've seen real estate transfers. I've seen trust accounts. And they're using names and changing middle initials and things like that. Out of state, and there are bogus loans going on through the Small Business Administration. And I say bogus, fictitious names, fictitious contact information, addresses that do not exist. How do you give a company $2 million loan or a $1.5 million loan, and you name the amount? How do you give these companies these loans, and they don't have addresses and phone numbers.
So what we've got is a corrupt circle of what you'd call good old boys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Bottom of the hour, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with an update from Don Nikoloff regarding the Chicago corruption. We'll be back in three. This is republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 22.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff, with an update on the Chicago corruption. And look, it seems like we've got a bunch of good old boys that have figured out a new scam is to steal people's money and cause emotional despair. Don, go ahead.
Well, this has been going on for some time. I think it's come to a head, and it could be because of Dr. Manick's capability of gathering facts and organizing this in a constructive way. She's establishing the record. She's creating the record for RICO violations.
Right.
This would be a federal action.
But now you've told me that she's actually notified congressional constituents and also, what, the Senate or federal officials or whatever?
Yes.
And they're covering it up as well, is that?
Well, she, as of the 18th of, there's a letter she sent to Patrick Leahy's committee on the 18th of January of this year. So it's been several months that she's reported this. You understand that these people are being intimidated in the courts. Her concern was being arrested, falsely imprisoned, due to her appearing in the court. She's threatened by judges. These judges literally scream at her and other litigants as well. Most of these are just heartbroken mothers that are trying to get their kids back, and they'll fight tooth and nail to do that. And they don't want to hear the law. They don't want to be told what the law is. And you know, this has been brought to the attention of the Senate Judiciary Committee on the 18th of January.
Okay, and since the 18th of January, she's heard nothing from the Senate Judiciary.
No answer. Now, there have been some attorneys recently, as you know, it's been well publicized. Some federal attorneys have been removed from the court. And
are you talking about the firing, Gonzalez firings?
Yes.
Okay.
And some of these attorneys. This is the word going around that some of them were exposing or about to expose some corruption that was going on. And one of the particular attorneys in California had she was involved in the Randy Cunningham case.
That's Duke Cunningham, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Her work resulted in him going to prison. So
ah,
you know, they're. that's just one instant of it. But
now, wait a minute. Let's back up. You're talking about one of these federal prosecutors whose work got Duke Cunningham put in prison. She's one of the ones that got fired?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Well, I mean, it ties right in. Here we, you know, I read an article the other day about this shooting, and curiously enough, you know, the shooting happened, so they decided that they weren't going to question Alberto Gonzalez because of the shooting, you know, the Virginia Tech shooting.
Well, maybe that's why they had the shooting.
Well, that's just one of a number of reasons why they had the shooting, but it all ties in, you know. All right, so go ahead, continue.
Coincidentally, the last report I had read, there were 33 victims, which is an interesting number.
Well, it goes back, you know, it's just like this, the Carl that called in, the listener called in and says that he saw it reported first on the news that they had the shooter handcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on you hear that he committed suicide. Well, that's pretty difficult to do when you're handcuffed, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, what's your take on that? I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe they handcuffed him after he killed himself, you know?
Well, either that or then you've got the other, you know, you can go down the other road. I don't know.
Well, they can always blame it on a mistake.
Yeah, they could have suicided him. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah. So, all right. So, anyway, that's interesting. One of the federal prosecutors, female prosecutor that got Duke Cunningham put away, is one of the federal prosecutors that was fired. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, in this letter, basically, Dr. Mannix and some others are willing to go forward before Congress and testify about the corruption that they've uncovered themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they don't want this to get out because it ties in inexorably with all kinds of, I don't know, I can only describe it as a very nasty-looking web of deceit and corruption.
Dr. Mannix put this forward to Senator Patrick Leahy back in January, that they are willing to come forward and testify, and nothing has happened. Is that right?
Yes. So far, nothing. Now, she even mentions in the letter her father, John F. Mannix, who was he was in Connecticut politics for about 20 years, and he was at one time the chairman of the State Board of Education. This is a very brilliant woman. She argues the law better than the professionals do.
Well, it makes me wonder if the professionals even know the law, you know.
Well, yeah. Or the judges, for that matter, because the judges specifically are not following the law. They are not. And they're using law enforcement as their soldiers to intimidate these people.
Well, they're not following the law. They're carrying out their own procedure for their ultimate goal, which obviously is to, you know, take whatever they can take and rape somebody financially and emotionally under, you know, color of law.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, you know, what sickens me about this, Don, is that it's not just that. I mean, you know, if you remember back in, what was it, about September of 2005 when the Supreme Court ruled on the, you know, eminent domain, and, you know, here was a setup as well. For example, that with the Trans-Texas Corridor that's being put in here down in Texas, it was preempting the rape and seizure of, you know, property here in Texas to, you know, continue building this Trans-Texas Corridor. So it's just another avenue to steal people's property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, where does it end here? You know, I mean, I see it from all angles. And, you know, as I was telling the listeners today, we're in a war. We are in a war, and they've stepped up to the plate. The gloves have come off, and they're, you know, they're putting these bills forth just as fast as they can. And if we don't stand up, and I'm talking about the people that sit there and they absorb the information like a sponge, but they sit on their couch and they do nothing about it, we have to stand up. We have to start doing something about it, regardless of how small it is, whether it's dialing the phone to call your congressman, whether it's passing out freedom to fascism DDDs. We must educate the American people. And I'm going to give you another example. I went over today, and I got a cookie for lunch, okay, because I had a late breakfast. And the lovely girl there, young girl, 22, 23 years old, was serving me the cookie. And got on the – she knows who I am. And we got on the subject of, what I do and the trucker thing and, you know, talking about the truckers going to surround. And I told her, I said, you might want to go to the grocery store and get some extra food this week. And after she said, why is that? And I said, well, it's because, you know, there's a truck out going on. They're going to, hopefully surround the Capitol and so forth. And it may be that the grocery stores go empty. And she said, where did you get this information?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, this information that we're putting out. Well, where can I go see it? And basically saying, well, I don't believe you. And I said, you can't, you know, there's no place to really go Google it. I'm just warning you that, it may happen that you go to the grocery store next week or the gas pump and you won't have any gas and you won't have any food. And she didn't say anything, but as I was walking out, you know what she said? She shook her head and she says, I'm going to pray for you, which tells me that she didn't believe a word I said, okay? And the mind-numbed, dumbed-down, hypnotized American public are so far away from reality, and they're in such an illusionary world that they think we wear tinfoil hats. They think this stuff isn't really going on. And it just amazes me because in my position, and I know in yours as well, we see this every day. And it's not just seeing it, you know, sporadically once a day. We're seeing it from all over the place consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a listener call in the other day. She said, I'm tired of hearing this negative stuff. Well, you know, hey, tell me how I can report this positively. I mean, you know, is there a way to do that? I don't know. But, you know, Don, in all honesty, I mean, I appreciate the work you do. And I know that, you know, you and I have talked off the air many times, and I'm fascinated. You've brought some stuff forth to me. Of course, we can't release it yet. But it's just, it's earth-shattering information. For all the listeners out there, I want to tell you about this guy. This guy does meticulous research, and he goes down many, many different avenues and uncovers times, dates, places, birth certificates, immigration records, and so forth. And when he puts it forth, you can pretty much bank on it, and you can go do the research and find out it's true. Don, we haven't known each other very, very long, but we've become pretty close in our working together just by, you know, different information that we've researched. And I'm going to go a step farther here. I'm going to give you an example. I went to a conference last year. It was a symposium, an Alex Jones symposium for 9/11. A lot of you might have gone. I don't know. But there's a certain uniqueness about the people who are enlightened. Most of the listeners out there are patriots. They're enlightened. They've been down the rabbit hole. They know that the false flag operations are real. There's a certain bond that we all have, and we become instant friends just based upon virtue of the fact that we can see and other people's can't. So we have a tendency to migrate. We have a tendency to kind of, you know, block together, for example, like a certain religion would do, you know, or a certain ethnic culture or whatever would do. But in our particular position, and I know you'll agree with me, Don, we do not have the liberty. We don't have we can't just sit here and migrate between ourselves. We have to get out there and tell people what's going on. And if we can't convince them, at least bring them to RBN and let them listen to pull off the blinders. Because if we don't, it's going to be the end game. Okay, we're getting close here. I'm looking at these bills that are in Congress right now, and I'm telling you, they scare the shorts off me. You know, they're talking about us being not able to have free speech anymore, not being able to communicate with one another without fear of being arrested. We're talking about assault weapons ban and banning pistols and so forth for our own protection. And we all know out there, Don, that the police aren't going to protect us. Look what happened here the other day. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The police department in that shooting actually stood down. They were not allowed to go in there for 2 hours.
Well, they were hiding behind trees.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with that? Here we are. We've got these young people, their whole lives ahead of them. Okay, they're in there. They're captive. They're being shot one by one. And we have the police department that's supposed to be our protectors that are doing nothing. Yet they have this legislation in there about banning weapons so we can't protect ourselves. Does that make any sense to you? Does it make any sense to the listeners out there? Does it make any sense to the public at large that we're not supposed to be able to protect ourselves and we're supposed to rely on people that are taking orders from above and standing down? I mean, that's shades of the military standing down on 9/11. You know, it makes no sense to me unless you have the blinders off and unless you know what the underlying agenda happens to be.
Sure. These are ugly topics, and I can tell you, from a research standpoint, you think you uncovered a fact, and you get to that fact, and there's more obfuscation. There's more concealment. There's more deception on each level. And so you have to peel more layers of the onion back.
You know what it reminds me of? There's a little toy my mother bought me when I was a kid. It was called an ant farm. Remember that little thing, you know, little thing with it, and you see the ants go down there and dig their holes, you know, and you go in there and you watch these ants digging holes, and they go off on one little trail and they go off on another, and basically there's 20 trails. You can take any subject you want, whether it's 9/11 or forced vaccinations or the New World Order or the North American Union. You can go down any one of a dozen rabbit holes and never get to the end of it. You know, that's how deep this goes. Well, listen, Don, we got a caller. You want to take her?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Donna from Massachusetts. You're on with Michael and Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Donna.
I'm calling from the police state of Massachusetts, and I do have a couple kids on campuses up here. They're not even allowed to have pepper spray. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous.
They can't protect themselves at all from the rapist hiding behind the corner, right, Donna?
Right, and I've asked myself many questions. I mean, I'm a Desert Storm vet. I just, you know, spent about 25 years in the military. I managed to get out, but you know, I'm trying to imagine all these students just obediently taking these shots and not shoving a heavy desk against the sky. Have we become that? Have we become lambs to the slaughter? To that extent, or were they that frozen with fear? Have we become such good subjects that we just take it to the point of death?
Well, I tell you what, I can't speak.
I'm puzzled.
I can't speak for them, Donna. But had it been me, had I been there, if I were in that room, I'll guarantee you that I would have gone down fighting. I wouldn't just stand up in a corner and let somebody, you know, pepper me with 22 bullets or Glock 9s or whatever they were, you know. Don, you got any input?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Donna for her service to our country. And I would like to add that, you know, like you, Michael, I probably would have done whatever I could. If it's imminent that you're going to be shot, then what do you have to lose in trying to stop the individual?
Well, Donna, you were in the service, right? Put yourself in that position. What would you have done?
I think that knowing there was nothing to lose, I would have probably acquired superhuman strength and at least thrown something at me, hopefully between the eyes, just to knock them out. I don't know, anything that was at hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think when your life is in peril and the lives of everyone around you, I think that you can muster up some strength if you know that you're going to get it anyway. I mean this is what they were looking at, and I'm my concern is have the next generations become so conditioned to where they believe that they should just take it, not fight back, just stand there and okay.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point. I mean, seriously, it's an interesting point. I don't mean to stop you there. I mean, you know,
sure.
I interrupted you, didn't I, Donna?
No.
It's an interesting point. I mean, if you can visualize for a moment, you got 30 students or 15 students in a classroom. I don't know. Was he in one classroom? I don't know. But anyway, you got 30 students lined up against the wall, and they're watching this guy wielding two pistols, shooting people one by one. What about, you know, once he's shot one or two or three or maybe even five at the max, what are these other 25 people doing? Are they standing there saying, okay, we know we're going to get it, but go ahead, make it painless? I don't know. I know I wouldn't be doing that. You know, I'd be jumping out window or something.
I understand that there were five university employees, whether they were professors or not. I'm not, you know, that's not clear. I don't know if anyone knows. But there were certainly some adults there that could have done something. In any event, it wasn't done for whatever reason. And we have to recognize the intent, what it was. Beyond the story that's put out in the side stream media.
The side
right,
stream.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Donna, tell me, do you believe the, you know, Don's quote, the side stream media, do you believe what they're putting out?
No, there is a whole lot that still needs to be shaken out from this story.
All right, listen, I got to take a break. You want me to hold you over or not?
No, that's okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Donna. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back in three from republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with me. Got Don Nikoloff on the line.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, last segment, short one. Listen, I want to commend the listeners because I've got an overabundance of emails here, and I want you to promise me, I'm going to send you the email, I want you to forward it. Don't just sit there and read it. Now forward it out to 10 people that you know. And by the way, Don's the one that gave me this idea because he's the one that sent me the email. We've got Mike from Arizona on the line with a few minutes left. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you, buddy?
Good afternoon. Great. Hey, I fully agree with you about this deal about the courts and everything, that you don't know what's going on until it happens to you or a loved one. I'm sure you've heard of Bob Stewart with the Monty Griffin down here in Arizona. And,
yes.
You know, I would always think that everybody that went to prison, oh, they're guilty and stuff, until you saw what happened firsthand about he was denied of bringing in witnesses and all these things that had been cut out during all these pre-trial hearings and everything, all the stuff that he wanted to bring out. The one thing that I would like to kind of switch the subject here about this shooting over in VT, you know, every morning on all these news programs, the Today Show and everything, they're always inundated by all these ads about all these psychotropic drugs, the purple pill and Zoloft and everything. In the last couple of days, there's not one ad about any of these drugs. It's all about cream cheese and bottled water and buy my SUV. Do these people have something to hide? Have they pulled these because of the bad publicity?
Your thoughts, Don?
My thought is it's probably this event was probably an MK Ultra mind control experiment, and there very well could have been drugs involved in it. The pharmaceutical companies pay lots of money to all types of research organizations and universities across the country to do studies on these types of drugs. And I mean, you can go online, you can find the grants that have been issued.
Do you think there's anything to what he just said about them not showing all these? Because I've seen those commercials too. When I had a TV, they just run them back to back to back. You know, I'm just wondering if there is indeed something to the fact that they've pulled them off and they're not showing them for the last few days.
Well, they control the media, so they can control their own ads too.
Yeah. Mike?
That's for sure. You pay the piper, you call the tune.
Yes.
Hey, God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.
You
too.
Mike. You too, buddy. Okay. Anything you want to say in closing, Don?
Well, this is an ever-unfolding story, and I can tell you from what I've read, there have been several press releases that Dr. Mannix has put out from her organization, that Congress has been notified of this. The trail goes to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely goes to Washington. So there are people who are going to fight to keep this information from coming out.
And most likely, and I'm just speculating here, but most likely it goes right up to our buddy Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, it would even go beyond that, and our Halliburton buddy.
But I guess what I'm saying is that our Alberto, our buddy, is running interference.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was instructed by the Chicago office of the FBI to create the record, which she did. And once she did that, they said the matter's closed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I guess we'll just keep, you know, it's like a running soap opera here. We'll just keep giving the updates and see what happens. All right, Don, thanks a lot for coming on with the update.
Okay, Michael.
Okay, we'll see you later, buddy.
All right. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, that ends another day of Thursday, and I'm done for the day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick around, because we've got John Stadtmuller coming up with a national intel report, and what I do at the end of my day is I get right out of the broadcast booth, and I run home and listen to him, and I hope you do the same. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.